Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to another 9 to Find show with Dr. David Orman
and Lisa Lytle.
Today's topic is, as always, a unique one, and it is fear of new commitments. Why people essentially are afraid to do new things, take new steps. And we just got a little feedback there.
We did. That was really odd. I heard you, and then I heard you again.
I thought there was another person in the room. Basically, why is it we're afraid to jump off the edge without a net?
Yeah, it's very scary. I think from the day we begin going to traditional educational schools, it's kind of taught out of us in a way.
Explain.
I think in school, we're basically taught that there's one way. You know, if you go and you study hard, you do well on your tests, and then you'll get accepted into a college, and you'll go to college, and you'll study, and you'll get a career. Not a lot of risk-taking going on there. So it's kind of the map that thousands and thousands of people are following. So it's not like, oh, I'm making a new commitment by, you know, for what?
To
study harder, to go to college like everyone else. I mean, there's just not a lot of risk involved in the first 20-some-odd years.
So right from the beginning, we are playing it safe.
Well, yeah, I don't even know if we think of it that way, because I think we're just kind of following the route that everyone else is taking. So there isn't really an opportunity to practice making new commitments.
Or taking the road less traveled.
Yeah, or making those risky commitments. Mm. So that's where I would start, right there, just looking at the majority of people, not all people, but the majority of people's lives.
If we were on TV, this would be a good time for a TV moment, because what I'm about to say is going to bring a big smile to your face. Has anyone other than us seen Big House? Exactly.
St. Ralph.
St. Ralph was a fantastic movie. Strongly recommend checking it out on iTunes or what have you. And one of my favorite lines, I won't give much away, only very little. There was a priest, I guess.
Yes.
He was a priest.
Father. Mm-hmm.
Father. And he basically came in to the head priest, Monsignor Material Guy.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
That's what it was.
And said, you know, his name was George.
George.
And he said, you know, when I cross over, I'm going to, I forgot, somebody is going to ask me, God's going to ask me, whatever the case may be.
Yep.
You know, George, did you ever take a risk? Did you ever jump off the cliff without a safety net? And that was one of the most powerful, that was, for me at least, the most powerful part of a movie, but it was also one of the most powerful things I had heard in that context, and it really had a big impact on me.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really scary for a lot of people think of dramatically shifting their life. I mean, we can think of our dear friend Jane, who I'm sure she wouldn't mind us mentioning. You know, she's really gone through some big changes and is taking on a whole new kind of career. And, you know, that it takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of courage just to say, I'm not currently doing what I see my future. I'm not living to my potential, and I want to have a better life, and I see a better future for me, and I am willing to jump without the safety net.
Yeah, that's an issue to do with the kidney energy. When the kidney energy is strong, we're more apt to take risks. Mm-hmm. We're more apt to become more of who we are. We're more apt to become more of who we are.
Yes.
And when that kidney energy, which gets weakened from overwork, over worry, stress, improper food, toxins, the list is quite extensive. When that energy starts to get weak, we don't feel as courageous as we normally do. In fact, myself, I've been the last, I don't know, 3-4 days, have felt that way, very wanting to be very protected. Very, you know, if I was a wolf, I would hide out in the cave for a while.
Yeah, you'd be backing into
the den. Yeah, and I wouldn't be really eager to go out unless I got really hungry. And I think that, you know, people who live a courageous life, a life that you extend yourself, a life that you take risks, you know, those who don't look at these people and say, you know what, they're like that all the time. No, we're not. Hardly. This is an example where it's exactly the opposite. And it doesn't get any easier. It does not get any easier whatsoever. I remember living in Northern Virginia. I was 24 years old or so. And I moved to California. I did not know anyone for 3,000 miles. I drove across country in a U-Haul with a Chevy Chevette. How do you like that? Me and a Chevy Chevette. Which, by the way, they left in first gear when they hooked up.
Oh, no. That's
another
good
story. And, you know, that was a gigantic risk.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, this will be a good thing. Because after this, I'll be able to take any and every risk and it won't be a problem. But you know what? Every single one, and this is 26 years later, and every single one is just as scary and just as heart palp. I mean, I think I'm going to invent a verb here. Heart palpitating.
Heart pounding, yeah.
Heart pounding, yeah. Heart, you know, you break out in a cold sweat. You stare at the ceiling at 3 o'clock in the morning wondering, oh, what did I just do here or what didn't I do? Mm. It doesn't get any easier, but you do it anyway because the pain of not doing it becomes so severe that you rather fail. Well, worst case scenario, you fail, big deal.
Well, I was just going to say, I think what happens as we live a courageous life and we do start taking on commitments that at first may evoke fear, what we realize is even if it doesn't work out, you know what? The sun still rises tomorrow. The sky did not fall. Life, as I know it, did not come to a screeching halt. I mean, the worst that we think never happens. It is amazing to me how resilient we are, how resilient life is, and really, you're just going to pick yourself up, you're going to dust yourself off, and you're going to go on to the next thing. I mean, and I think that the experience of recognizing that is what kind of prompts you to do it again and again. It's not so much that you're not going to experience the fear, because you will, but you know either way, success or failure, worse things could happen. So it kind of makes that jump a little bit easier.
Yeah, I think the worst thing that could happen is you don't do it.
Yeah.
And that really is the one that sticks with you. And the stopper is the imagined scenario of doing it. And the imagined scenario is usually, oh, it's going to be this. It's going to, no, it isn't. It's nothing what you think it's going to be. And sometimes it's worse. And sometimes, most of the time, it's so much better. And knowing that, learning to take that plunge, the flip side of it, it also strengthens the kidneys, which is kind of interesting. Taking risks. Strengthens the kidneys, and by strengthening the kidneys, you add more courage in your life, and by adding more courage in your life, you strengthen your bones, and you strengthen your hearing, and you strengthen your hair.
Nice.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah, awesome. Well, I hate to cut it short, but we're getting to be that time. Please, if you have any questions, feel free to contact us, hghplus.net. Email us. We do all kinds of life coaching. We'd be more than happy to set up a program with you and help you through anything, any unique challenges you have. We love having you here. Thanks for listening. Again, another version of 9 to 5. See you next week.